गोविंद की जय। नामाचार्य श्रीहरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की जय। ब्रजभूमि वृंदावन धाम की जय। नवद्वीप मायापुर धाम की जय। पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय। गंगा मैया यमुना मैया की जय। भक्ति देवी तुलसी महारानी की जय। सामवेद गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। पतित पावन हरि नाम संकीर्तन की जय। श्री श्री रुक्मिणी द्वारकाधीश की जय। श्री श्री रुक्मिणी द्वारकानाथ की जय। श्री श्री जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा महारानी की जय। श्री श्री गौर निताय की जय। शील प्रभुपाद की जय। श्रीमती राधारानी अपिरंजरे महामहोत्सव की जय। निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे। All glories to assembled devotees, all glories to assembled devotees, all glories to assembled devotees, all glories, all glories, all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायामुदीरयेन् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिके। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। हरे कृष्ण। So today, since it is a special day, we'll read from Chaitanya Charitamrit, Adi Lila, Chapter 4, Text 56. Radha Krishna ekatma duidhaya dhari anyonya vilasa rasa aswadana kari. Radha Krishna ekatma duidhaya dhari अन्योन्य विलासे रस आस्वादन करी। राधा कृष्ण एक आत्मा दुई देह धारी अन्योन्य विलास रस आस्वादन करी। राधा कृष्ण एक आत्मा दुई देह धारी अन्योन्य विलासे रस आस्वादन करी। राधा कृष्ण एक आत्मा दुई देह धारी अन्योन्य विलासे रस स्वादन करी। सो सिनोनिम्स और टू वर्ड मीनिंग राधा कृष्ण राधा एंड कृष्ण एक वन आत्मा सेल्फ द्वि टू देह bodies, dhari, assuming, anyonne, one another, vilase, they enjoy, rasa, the mellows of love, aswadana kari, tasting. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jaya. Translation. Radha and Krishna are one and the same, but they have assumed two bodies. Thus they enjoy each other, tasting the mellows of love. Purport. The two transcendentalists, Radha and Krishna, are a puzzle to materialists. The above description of Radha and Krishna from the diary of Srila Swarup Damodara Goswami is a condensed explanation, but one needs great spiritual insight to understand the mystery of these two personalities. One is enjoying in two. Sri Krishna is the potent factor and Srimati Radharani is the internal potency. According to Vedanta philosophy, There is no difference between the potent and potency. They are identical. We cannot differentiate between one and the other any more than we can separate fire from heat. Everything in the absolute is inconceivable in relative existence. Therefore, in relative cognizance, it is very difficult to assimilate this truth of oneness between the potent and the potency. The philosophy of inconceivable oneness and difference propounded by Lord Chaitanya is the only source of understanding of such intricacies of transcendence. In fact, Radharani is the internal potency of Sri Krishna, and she eternally intensifies the pleasure of Sri Krishna. Impersonalists cannot understand this without the help of Mahabhagavata devotee. The very name Radha suggests that Srimati Radharani is eternally the topmost mistress of the comforts of Sri Krishna. As such, she is the medium transmitting the living entity's service to Sri Krishna. Devotees in Vrindavan therefore seek the mercy of Srimati Radharani in order to be recognized as living servitors of Sri Krishna. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally approaches the fallen conditioned souls of the Iron Age to deliver the highest principle of transcendental relationships with the Lord. The activities of the Lord Chaitanya are preliminary in the role of the pleasure-giving portion of his internal potency. The Absolute Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, is the omnipotent form of the transcendental existence, knowledge and bliss in full. His internal potency is exhibited first as Sat, or existence, or in other words, as the portion that expands the existence function of the Lord. When the same potency displays full knowledge, it is called Chit or Samvit, which expands the transcendental forms of the Lord. Finally, when the same potency plays as a pleasure-giving medium, it is known as Lahadini, or the transcendental blissful potency. Thus, the Lord manifests his internal potency in three transcendental divisions. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupah Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitamstam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha Namam Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine He Krishna Kuruna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesh Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrushabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Krupa Sindhubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukham Kuruti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Yat Krupata Mahamvande Shri Guru Dina Tarinam Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanya Shwaram Hare Krishna. So I seek blessings of all devotees to speak something glorifying Srimati Radharani for all of your pleasure and for my purification. Srila Prabhupada, whenever he spoke on Radhashtami, most of the lecture, it's really amazing, I was going through different lectures by Srila Prabhupada, he focused on Krishna's supremacy, our nature as a jivatma, and the need to purify. And then towards the end, he used to mention little bit about Srimati Radharani. So, you know, question may come, you know, why? And then, you know, answer is in this purport actually. It's a very high level of, you know, spiritual topic is, you know, between the dealings of Srimati Radha and Krishna. But before that, Srila Prabhupada made sure that we understand it in correct perspective. And for that, again and again, he stressed on the tattva. What is the right consciousness in which we need to understand the position about Srimati Radharani? So today, we'll discuss, you know, from Srila Prabhupada's purport, what is the tattva? Then we'll discuss the, you know, how this, you know, compassionate is Srimati Radharani. And then third, we'll discuss few, you know, pastimes, and one specifically, how Radharani started cooking for Krishna. You know, it comes in Anand Vrindavan Champu, written by Kavi Karanapur. So let's see, you know, how much time we have. So first, to understand the tattva, you know, again, Chaitanya Charitamrita, like, you know, fourth chapter, Adi Lila, Prabhupada again and again describes about how Krishna is supreme, you know, how Krishna is source of all energies, how Krishna is, you know, reservoir of all pleasure, and how we jivatmas are part and parcel of Krishna. As a spirit soul, we are eternally supposed to serve him, but due to the desire to enjoy separate from Krishna, we have come in this material world. And to go back, we need to purify our hearts. And in that, he, you know, mentions how we need to, you know, practice devotional service. So, all the acharyas, whenever there is description about Lord, they mention that Krishna, being the supreme, you know, janmadyasyatah, right, from whom everything emanates. That is the definition of supreme Lord, right? So when Krishna was alone, you know, he wanted to enjoy. That's natural, you know, because even all of us, we have that tendency, right? Anandamayo bhasat. From where it is coming? It's coming from Krishna. So Krishna, for the sake of enjoyment, he expanded himself into two. So initially, like, you know, as here in this verse also mentioned, that Krishna expands into Srimati Radharani for the exchange of different mellows, different rasas. And then, you know, again, further expansions, we know, like, you know, how the whole creation takes place. Right? So here Prabhupada again and again mentions that whenever we see Lord Krishna and Srimati Radharani, we have to understand that as a spirit soul, we are eternally their servants, and we need to purify our hearts by the process of devotional service. Otherwise, we'll take the pastimes of Radha and Krishna on a mundane level. Right? We'll just think, oh, it's a boy and girl, you know. It's an one classic example of such, you know, when there is no proper understanding how people misinterpret. In India, there was a case going on, you know, in the highest court in India, they call it Supreme Court. And, you know, that was about living relationship, whether it is legal or not legal, you know. And that person who was, you know, so-called judge. He was, you know, again, you know, ignorant fellow. He said, oh, you know, he gave reference that, oh, Radha Krishna, you know, they were together, right? So, yeah, it's, you know, it's authorized. And therefore, Prabhupada, this purport also is mentioning, we need to approach a bona fide devotee to really understand, you know, what is their position. It's just not an ordinary, mundane boy-girl affair. It's like, you know, most worshipable divine personality. So, keeping this, you know, always as a, you know, in center, we'll try to see, you know, few of the pastimes and, you know, the nature of, you know, this, you know, Srimati Radharani. So, as we know that after Krishna's appearance, after 15 days, Radharani appears, you know. So there are, you know, we know one pastime wherein Vrishabhanu Maharaj, he was staying in place called as Raval. And there, he goes in morning to take a bath in river Yamuna. And there, he finds at the time of dawn, a beautiful lotus. And from the lotus, there was like golden rays coming. So he was very astonished. So he goes and looks. And he sees that there is a nice baby girl. You know. So he looked around. He could not figure out, you know, who she is or from where she came. And then he takes it because he was not having any kids. So his wife, Kirtida, and Vrishabhanu Maharaj, they become very happy. So there is a precursor to this story. It comes in, I think it comes either in Harivamsa or exactly forgetting. But yeah, it's from one of the authorized scriptures. It is said that Vindhya Mountain, he had a desire to get a daughter. And his desire was, oh, you know, Himalaya. Like, because see, generally there is comparison between equals, right? So his mountain, he's comparing with another mountain, so. Another great mountain was Himalaya, and Himalaya's celebrated daughter was Gauri, Mother Parvati, right? So he was thinking, oh, you know, I wish I would have some divine child, you know, is like or more better than, you know, Mother Parvati. And then he was blessed with twin cities. So one was Srimati Radha Rani, and another was Chandravali. And it is said that Putana, you know, story again goes long back. She was once traveling on her broomstick and she sees these two kids, and she was like, as usual, you know, Putana Balagatini. She used to love kids, but not to play, but to, you know, eat. So she thought, oh, you know, looks pretty delicious, you know. So she goes, grabs those, you know, two divine kids, and she flews. And while she was going, passing, you know, Govardhan, Raval, that area, you know, they become very suddenly very heavy, and she had to drop. You know. And then that's where it is said that she comes into the lotus, which Vrishabhanu Maharaj takes. So Vrishabhanu Maharaj, when he takes, they were very happy, but the baby won't open her eyes, and she won't cry. So they thought maybe she's deaf and dumb and blind by birth or what. But what happens suddenly when Narad Muni comes and he says, you know, I want to meet this baby, I want to take her darshan. So Vrishabhanu Maharaj says, yes, please go. And when she goes there, you know, Narad Muni closes door, and immediately Radharani actually gives her darshan in the form of, like, you know, her eternal form as a youthful, you know, girl. And then Narad Muni, you know, offers wonderful prayers. And then again she becomes baby, and then, you know, when she goes out, he says that you call everybody, you know, make a grand festival of her appearance and invite Nanda Maharaj. So, you know, Vrishabhanu Maharaj agrees. They invite, and along with Nanda comes Krishna and Balaram. So when everybody was talking, Krishna and Balaram, you know, Krishna goes crawling and he goes in the room and gets up on the cradle, and as soon as he peeps in, Radharani opens her eyes. So first thing she wanted to see was Krishna, and she starts crying. So her whole existence is meant only for service of Krishna. And then, you know, the pastime, you know, all goes on. They grow. So when Krishna was born, Nanda Maharaj had performed this big Nandotsav, right? He had called everyone. So after, couple of years, Vrishabhanu Maharaj says, we should also do a big festival and we should call all, Vrindavan Vasis. Because there were two, both were kings and they had their small kingdoms. Vrishabhanu Maharaj was in Barasana, Nanda Maharaj was in, Nandagram. So they invite, Vrishabhanu Maharaj talks with Kirtida Devi. And she says, yes, this is a very nice idea. So that time, just before that, what had happened was Durvasa Muni had come. And Radharani was a kid. And she was she was serving Durvasa Muni. And as a, the kids they make, right? With a Play-Doh or sand. She made some preparations and he offered, she offered to Durvasa Muni. Now, Durvasa Muni again, he is a partial explanation of Lord Shiva. He was knowing who she is. So he eats it, everything, though it was so-called sand. And he blesses that whoever eats prasadam cooked by your hand will never become sick. It will test out of the world and he'll live very long, So, and then, of course, actually, it's Radharani is one who gives blessings to everyone. But when pastimes happens, they change role with the devotees and give some service, to devotees. So then, Vrishabhanu Maharaj tells to Radharani, we have this festival. If you want to cook, you can cook. And then Radharani just smiles, And then she goes along with her friends, Lalita, Vishakha, Shama, Sakhi, and they all go. Then Kirtida Mata, she writes a nice letter to Yashoda. She says that, oh Yashoda, your name itself, it says that one who gives all good fortune. And you have given good fortune to your parents' home as well as to your husband's home, Nanda Maharaj home. So we seek a drop of that good fortune and we invite you hereby for this festival. Could you please come? And then Yashoda Mata, talks with Nanda Maharaj and they of course agree. So then Yashoda Mata says to Krishna, so Krishna, tomorrow we are going for this festival. So Krishna says, I have to go, with my friends, right, to play. Can I bring all my friends? He said, no, invitation is only for you. You have 9 lakh cows plus, thousands and lakhs of friends. We cannot go, uninvited. So then Krishna says, okay, then I will not come. So Yashoda Mata says, fine, you go with your, kids. Do your, thing. We will go. But we are going to Barasana and there is Srimati Radharani. And Krishna's ears, He says, okay, let me just take few. He says, okay. So he says, I'll take Madhumangal, was also known as, Batu. And then I'll take Sudama and I'll take, one more friend actually he takes. So three of them along with Balram. So next day in the bullock carts, they're very nice, they travel. And from the boundary of the city till their palace, Vrishabhanu Maharaj had decorated road so beautifully. And when they were coming, everybody was showering flowers. Krishna was sitting in between, next to Nanda Maharaj, one side Balaram, with Yashoda Mata just watching, very beautiful. And, everybody was, looking the beautiful faces of Krishna and Balaram. Batu, he was making jokes in between, and making everybody laugh. So, once they come in, in the Barasana, in the palace of Vrishabhanu Maharaj, Nanda Maharaj goes, he greets, Vrishabhanu, Then Rishabhanu Maharaj and Krishna Balaram, they go pays obeisances to Rishabhanu Maharaj, they hug him. And Yashomata goes inside the Antapur, they call it, the ladies' quarter. And there she was greeted by Kirtida, and Rohini Mata was there. And then, Kirtida says, "Oh, thank you for coming." And she says that, here is Radharani along with her friends. They have made a few preparations. And then, Yashoda Mata goes, "Oh, let's see." And she goes, Radharani comes, they embrace. And when she sees, it was a massive feast. There were 50 stoves on which Radharani single-handedly had cooked. And then Kirtida said, "These are only special preparations. There are 100 plus more cooks. They are cooking, other places." So then she was just, wondering, "My God, what a capability." And they were just, small girls, but she had done that. Vrishadhavanu Maharaj had just suggested Radharani, "If you want to cook something, please cook." But Radharani, knowing that it's, a nice opportunity to serve, she had cooked a massive jumbo feast. And then, after initial talking, they all sit for prasad. So, the platter of devotees is always to bring Radha and Krishna together. So, Yashoda Mata says that cooking is not the only thing. You have to go and serve. So, she said, "Radharani, please go and serve. Yashoda, Nanda Maharaj, generally the men used to sit first, right? Nanda Maharaj was sitting on his right side. There were Balaram, Krishna and Batu, Madhumangal. And so he says that you go and serve." So Radharani, feeling very shy, she says, no, let Shama Sakhi serve. I'll be, here. I'll give her from behind the things." So then Yashoda Mata still pushes, no, you go." So he said, "Okay, I'll serve Krishna and Nanda Maharaj, and let the other side be served by Shama Sakhi." Then again, Yashoda Mata thinks, "So what to do, Then she says that, "See, this Batu is there, he eats a lot. And he needs a special, a devotee assigned to him just for serving. You'll see, just wait for a few minutes. So you have to go and you have to serve, help Shama Sakhi." And then, in a very shy way, Radharani agrees, okay. So that was I think mostly their second meeting, So they sit and they start serving. And then it is said that we think that, prasadam has to be only tasty. But that's actually the fourth stage. The first stage is when the bhoga is served, it should be fragrant. Just by smelling, one's whole attention, leave everything aside. Let me, see, what is in there. So when Radharani started serving, everybody's went into that dhyana mode, It's like everybody was just, waiting, okay, what next is coming. After fragrance is the sight. How beautiful the preparation, just by seeing, we should feel it, So Radharani's preparation was such a way, first of all, everybody was, maddened just by smelling. Then when they saw it, they said, "Wow." And then the third thing was touch. When they touched each preparation, if it has to be soft, it was best ever soft, preparation. If it has to be little crunchy or hard, it was in that, consistency. And when they ate it, the swad, that was like samadhi. The perfection of all the cooking. So, everybody was just, so engrossed. But then Madhumangal, Batu, he started jumping just by seeing it, And he was saying, he said, "I am a boy, but I have eaten in thousands of, people's places. Because he said, I am Brahmana, right? I am supposed to eat. So I keep going and I keep eating. But I have never smelled, I have never touched, I have never tasted such a beautiful preparation." And then, Krishna was touching, "Hey, we are at guest place, behave yourself, What Krishna? He said, I have only one mouth. Wish I had 1,000 mouth. Still with the 1,000 mouth, I should not have been able to glorify this amazing preparations made by Srimati Radharani. And then, you know, he just, you know, keeps, you know, eating after eating, and then Krishna is also testing, you know, very happy, Nanda Maharaj, everybody glorifying. And then Krishna had his parrot, you know. So he was trying to talk something. So Yashoda Mata, he says, you know, oh, Dvijaraj, you know, you want to say something? So Bhattu, you know, he's, Dvija means Brahman. So Bhattu thinks that Yashoda Mata is telling him. So he says, yes, yes, you know, these preparations are best than even Lakshmiji has made, you know. And then Yashoda Mata says, I'm talking about that parrot. So the generally the birds, they are considered Dvija. Dvija means twice born. Of course, Brahmanas are also called twice born. The birds are called twice born because first birth is in their egg, and then the second one when they break the egg, right? So then the parrot says, yes, you know, in the parrot voice, you know, I cannot. You know. He says that it is more beautiful preparation than even Lakshmiji because Radharani is the source of all Lakshmis, you know. So like this, you know, there were nice joking going on and everybody was enjoying. And then Radharani was, you know, just standing, you know, after serving they stand, right? And then watching. And suddenly for one of the preparation, Krishna, you know, takes it and he makes a face and keeps it aside. So it was like, you know, shock for Srimati Rani. So what happened, you know? And then immediately Bhattu grabs it, eats it, and he said, wow, this is the beautiful, most amazing preparation. And then Radharani looks at Krishna, he says, understand that he's just teasing, you know. So after their eating, can we go for some more minute? Some more time? It's okay. Yeah. So after their... Yeah, thank you. So after their meeting, Yashoda Mata goes again and she thinks, I have never seen Krishna eating so well. And like a motherly nature, right? She wanted Krishna to be always fed well. He proposes to, you know, Radharani, would you like to come and cook for Krishna every day? You know. So within heart, she was so joyful. Because the perfection of doing some service is to get more service. When Prabhupada was asked, you know, what we'll do after chanting Hare Krishna, what we'll get? He said, we'll chant Hare Krishna. You know, even like, you know, the meaning of Krishna so nicely explained. Oh, the Supreme Lord Krishna, oh, the enjoyer, oh, the Supreme Person, oh, energy of Lord, please engage me in your service. So Radharani on that proposal, she was very happy that I'll get to cook for Krishna every day. But as a custom, she cannot, you know, say anything because of the elders, right? And at the same time, Kirtida Mata enters in and she hears. He said, what pleasure would be more than, you know, getting chance to serve you and your family, you know, Yashoda Mata. So he said, yes, you know, she can come, but only problem is she needs special setup. She cannot be cooked on our normal, you know, kitchen. So Yashoda Mata said, yes, why not? You know, he said, near Nandak Bhavan, there's a place called Pavan Sarovar. He said, they make 50 chulas because Radharani at a time she used to cook 50 items, you know. So actually before this, one thing happened that towards the end, Madhu Mangal says, I am very happy at the time, I am very sad also. So they ask, you know, why? He says, I am very happy because such a beautiful feast. But I am sad because from tomorrow, whatever I'll eat, you know, I'll just feel, you know, it's not up to the standard. So, you know, so he was in that, you know, this thing. So, but this, because of this proposal, Madhu Mangal was also kind of, you know, satisfied. So they make special arrangement, 50 chulas every day. And then Radharani used to come along with his sakis and she used to cook for Krishna every day. So that is, it is said that at the time of cooking, she was both ecstatic as well as worried. Ecstatic because she is getting chance to serve Krishna. Worried because she wanted every preparation to be the best. So this shows the service attitude of Srimati Radharani. And this towards Krishna, her love. And this love gets translated into compassion for fallen living entities. Srila Prabhupada, in that lecture, he says that our only business is actually Radharani. You know, we worship Krishna because Radharani likes Krishna. Otherwise, we don't have to give and take, you know. So he says that, you know, it's like in Vrindavan, everybody chanting name of Srimati Radharani. Because unless she recommends, we cannot approach. Krishna says, oh, sarva dharman parityajya mamekam sharanam vraja aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshayishyami. I'll get rid of all sins. Is Krishna saying aham tvam sarva pap, you know, sarva premebhyo? No. Krishna is not giving pure love. That is Srimati Radharani, who actually, you know, comes in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and, you know, gives this open. So unless Srimati Radharani recommends, he says, oh Krishna, here is a devotee. And she is such an amazing, we know that, everybody knows she is the best devotee. But while approaching, what she says? This devotee is better than me. Please engage him in your service, him, her in your service. Krishna knows this guy is rascal, but because you are telling, I'll accept her. So this is the unique position, and she is so merciful. It is said that actually it's very difficult to make Krishna upset. In the scriptures, there is only one personality who had made Krishna really upset, and that was Ashwatthama. He was the only person whom Krishna cursed. Nowhere will see any reference Krishna curse anybody else. But even that fellow, near Barsana, there is a Pipasa one. Krishna had cursed him in such a bad way that, you know, he was suffering, like getting worse than death every day. But when he hears about Radharani's glory, he goes to this Pipasa one and he prays for this mercy of Srimati Radharani. And that time, Radharani gives her causeless blessing to him, and his whole, like, you know, bodily problems, they are kind of wiped off, and he becomes very hell and healthy, and he keeps serving. There's another example wherein one jackal is considered low class animal, right? It was being hit by the kids, and they, to save it, goes in one cave, and all the boys, they put fire in front of this mouth of this cave. So this jackal, she was howling, crying, you know, she was about to die. And Radharani and her sakis, they were nearby. They say, oh, go and get, you know, who is crying? So Vishakha Sakhi goes and, you know, moves that fire aside, gets that jackal. And she makes this jackal as her pet. Can you imagine? From nowhere to the highest place. That is the mercy of Srimati Radharani. So, during this cooking, actually, like, you know, this pastime as it continues, one day, Yashoda Mata thinks that, oh, I have requested and she's coming. What if, you know, she gets married to somebody else? So she puts haldi to her hand, indicating that she's my now, you know, daughter-in-law, you know. She accepts her as Krishna's wife. And while going, you know, Radharani becomes very happy, but while going, she feels little, you know, shy. Everybody will see that, right? So she goes and she washes that in one of the kunda, and that whole kunda becomes yellow. Till date, the water in that kunda is yellow. That is called as Pili Poker near, you know, Barasana. So Krishna and Radharani, they were about to get married, but Purnamasi says, this is not a good time. Reason? Again, Parakiya Bhaveyaha Prajita Prajari. Amongst the rasas, even amongst Madhurya Rasa, it is considered as this Parakiya Bhava, that love in separation is the highest. So they wanted to have that. So therefore, they won't officially get married as such. But there are two or three incidences wherein actually they get married. One is when they were kids and they were playing, Brahmaji comes, and both Krishna becomes 16-year-old, Radharani becomes 14-year-old, and Brahmaji performs grand marriage ceremony. Another time is at the time of Brahma Vimana Lila, you know, Krishna expands into all the calves and cowherd boys, and he said everybody get married. So that time Radharani is married with, you know, Abhimanyu. So that's actually expansion of Krishna himself. So we'll end with one pastime, that one day Radharani and Krishna, they wanted to meet, but, you know, this Jatila Kutila, their so-called in-laws, mother-in-law and daughter, sister-in-law, they were not allowing Radharani to go out. So then Subala comes, Subala and, sorry, Sridhama, And his complexion is also like, no, sorry, Subala. It was Subala. It's like golden, like Radharani. So he comes and says, oh, I have lost my calf. I am seeing. So whether it is present here. So then, yeah, Jatila says, go and check. And they change. He dresses as Radharani. Radharani dresses as Subala. And, they, you know, she goes with a calf in her hand. And Krishna and, you know, Radharani, they meet. And then when they were doing pastime, here Jatila and Kutila come to know, you know, there is something fishy. So they go searching. And that time Radharani had made a nice garland. And she hears, she was about to offer it to Krishna. And she hears this Abhimanyu, Jatila, Kutila running and coming. So she says, Krishna, what should I do? Krishna said, just do whatever you are doing. So Radharani is kind of in this posture, you know, offering garland to Krishna. So she just does like this. And then she looks here like, you know. So when this Jatila, Kutila and everybody comes, they offer obeisances to Radharani. He says, continue, continue. And they go away. And she thinks, hey, you know, what has happened? And she turns. And Krishna had turned himself into Mother Kali, you know. So, you know, they think that she is worshipping, you know, Mother Durga. And, you know, this pastime continues. But there were like, you know, Radharani was not feeling, you know, in her heart that, oh, she says to Krishna one day that, you know, this they call me unchaste many times. I feel bad. So Krishna says, wait. So after a few days, one day, Krishna becomes very sick, heavy fever, and no medicine works. So they call all the, you know, doctors, nothing works. One old fellow comes and he says that, I know the medicine, but he said there are certain conditions. So they said, yes, please tell. We'll end with this pastime. He said that you have to get water from Yamuna and, you know, make Krishna drink. So he said, yeah, we'll just go. He said, no, wait, wait. You know, it has to be brought by the most chaste lady. And the pot should have 100 holes. And not even a drop of water should come out. And that water, if Krishna drinks, he will be cured. Then Yashoda Mata says that, okay, if I have been chaste throughout my life, you know, I'll go and I'll do it, you know, for Krishna. Then immediately that he said, no, but it cannot be mother of this boy. It has to be somebody else. Because actually that doctor was Krishna only in disguise, you know. So then Mother Yashoda requests, you know, who want to do this, you know. And they had to, one more condition was they had to go in middle of Yamuna, not in a boat, walking, fill it and bring it back. So then says this Jatila Kutila says, we are most chaste, you know. We'll go. So this Jatila goes till, and actually she could walk on water, but when she goes in middle of water, she goes inside, you know. And then Kutila, when she puts her this thing, all the water comes down. So then Mother Yashoda was, you know, in tears, you know, can nobody in this thing do this? And that time, Radharani comes forward. She takes that jar, that pot with 100 holes, goes walking in the middle of Yamuna, fills the water, and when she fills, she looks in the water, all the 100 holes, Krishna was smiling, you know. And she picks it, lo and behold, not even drop comes. She comes back, feeds it to Krishna, and Krishna like it jumped, you know, back to normal. So everybody unanimously agreed, Radharani is most chaste. So this way, Krishna and Radharani, they perform so many pastimes to attract us, and this most compassionate mother of all, this is the day when we can pray for her mercy. And let's pray, end with a small prayer. Kindly repeat after me. He Radhe Vrindavanadhishe Karunamrita Vahini Krupaya Nija Padabja Dasyam Mayhem Pradiyatan. He Radhe Vrindavanadhishe Karunamrita Vahini Krupaya Nija Padabja Dasyam Mayhem Pradiyatan. O Radharani, you are the most merciful. You are like a stream river of compassion. Krupaya, you know, please, I beg, Nija Padabja, give us, you know, make me the servant, dust of your lotus feet. And then the another prayer is by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you know, this Naham Vipro, Nacha Narapati, Napi Vaishyo, Nashudro, Naham Varani, Nacha Grahapati, Nakayasto, Niva, किंतु प्रोदन निखिल परमानंद कृपाब्दे गोपिर भरतुल पदकमलयोर दास 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 अनुदास. सो बिकॉज ऑफ शिल प्रभुपाद मर्सी वी हैव एक्सेस टू दिस मर्सी. सो लेट्स थैंक शिल प्रभुपाद एंड ट्राई टू बी इन दिस मूड ऑफ सर्वेंट एंड टू आवर सर्विस. थैंक यू वेरी मच. श्रीमती राधारानी की जय. यस प्रभु जी.
हरे कृष्ण. थैंक यू फॉर वंडरफुल पास्ट टाइम relating so many nice pastimes. I just wanted to add that when Prabhupada had a conversation with Yamuna, Yamuna was confused because she went to India and she saw so many different statues of Radharani and they had different poses. So she said, which one is the correct one for our Sampradaya? So Prabhupada was showing her the same.
Yeah. So I think maybe Mayapur date is like Radha Madhav is like in that post, I guess. Yeah, right? Jai. Jai Jai Shri Radhe. Jai Jai Shri Radhe. Jai Jai Shri Radhe. Shyam. जय श्रीमती राधारानी की. जय श्री श्री रुक्मिणी द्वारकाधीश की. जय श्रील प्रभुपाद की. जय निताय गौर प्रेमानंद.